Hey, group chat, I know y'all see my text.
There's tea to be spilled.
Each week, we're bringing you our unfiltered take on culture, news, dating, and our lives as Black millennial women. We're coming to y'all with the honesty and eye rolls that only a text chain with your girls can. This is Black Girls Texting with Chelsea, Glenn, and Sade.
Us are here. Welcome back.
Wow.
Black Girls Texting. Yay.
We've all three been here on the last few ones, but it's a solo.
It's a solo. That's really what I mean. A solo. All three of us are present. Hip, hip, hooray.
Hip, hooray.
We're going to get into it. We were like, oh my gosh, there's so many life updates. There's so much happening. We imagine some of you might care to know, so we'll jump in.
All right, y'all. It's time for the group chat.
All right, well, something I'm replying to is my natural hair journey for the 77th time. We're back in it. And for all of my Black girls, my natural queens who know, you re-enter this journey all the time. Now, I don't have a relaxer because I said this to my sister and she was like, you've had a relaxer all this time? And I was like, no, I'm a straight natural, as some might say. No, bitch, it's probably heat damage.
Heat
train is problematic. That's what
it's
people be like. I gotta train my hair to stay straight. No. But really, when I went to get my hair done, my hairstylist was just like, you got to give the braids a break because my hair is dry on the drier side. So she's like, the braid hair,
breakage
on your hair.
Well, you could do human hair with the braids. It's the synthetic
hair. I was rich, yes.
I was going to say, and pay a stack.
Yeah, yeah. So when I am, you know, rolling in the dough, sure. But I also just hate getting braids now. Like, I don't want to sit down and do them anymore. It's just so annoying.
It's not fun.
It's laborious as fuck, bro.
Honestly, nothing is fun. Nothing. It's all a little bit laborious, but at least, like, I can try different stuff. So, like, I did, like, a flat twist out. I'll try wash and goes. I'll try perm.
But is your hairstylist doing that for you, though? Or you're sitting there rolling your hair in the rods? Because that's also laborious.
No, I do my hair in the rods. But it's really not that bad. I did it last night, and... Now, mind you, it didn't dry all the way, but it took me it was 20 minutes on each side. So I guess that's not that short, but like if I wanted to, I could try to stretch this for a long time. You know, like you could try to stretch a rod set for like a week or something, you know? So
would you ever go back short?
No, because then when you have to grow it out, it's too much. So I don't know. I'm saying all of this and I'm going to get braids on Wednesday. But
Wednesday of this week?
Correct. However, no. Listen here. I'm going to do the sew-in braid combo. So you do tracks in the back. And then you braid the top. So your leave out is braids. So you don't have to sit there braiding all of your hair and you blend in the braids with the tracks. So let's see how this goes.
So the braids are going to be with straight hair?
The braids will have like wavy-ish hair on the ends. And then
what's the hair?
Boho in the front and like boho tracks in the back.
In the back, yes. Boho tracks in the back.
I'm going to need a photo.
I'll show you. It's blown up on the tick and the top.
It's on the
girls are like, this is it. I'm not doing braids again. And you can do like micros because you're just doing like a couple the rows front. Of micros. Yeah.
Okay.
Genius.
Well,
so
let's
if it
see
works, I will advise. If it works, I will advise. I'm excited. And I'm going to rock that for a little bit. And then this summer, I think I'm going to try this process.
Wig? Oh.
No. The like braid out, twist out, all the things. Bantu knot. My man has been asking. He's begging me to wear Bantu knots. Like, he's begging for
Girl,
a Bantu
put your hair
knot.
In some Bantu knots then. The fuck? Why you gotta beg?
He's like, when are you gonna do the Bantu knots? I'm like, I don't know how to do Bantu knots, but I guess I'm gonna figure it out.
It's not that hard. Even I know how to do Bantu knots.
On my whole head, child, I gotta part it. I don't wanna be having riggedy raggedy parts in a Bantu knot.
It's not hard.
Nah, okay, I used to listen to people have them put it in, child.
Remember, I had a summer of of the Bantu knots. Y'all don't remember?
I remember
when I was in the Sierra music video.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You did those yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I don't think so.
They're easy.
I think I probably will employ some. But I went and I got my hair done. Now, okay, this is relative. But I got flat twist with a wash. You could do a deep condition. They blow your hair out and then they do the flat twist. And it was $60. I'll pay for that. I used
and
to
it lasts
pay
for
like
a little while.
$45. It lasts for a little while.
I'm going to try it.
Why the fuck not? Try
Glenn
it.
Glenn has totally, you just threw out the afro, huh?
Yeah, girl. Off
She's
the train.
Gone.
She's gone.
But well, you I were might, like, maybe. It was too much work.
Yeah, I don't have, I just can't be bothered. The way my hands would hurt twisting, I just can't.
Yeah.
And you gotta,
That's
I
what I'm
have
like,
to
get
redo my
else
hair
to
like
do
every
it.
3 days. Because I need to, like, wet it all the time.
I didn't
time.
Know you were doing anything to it. I thought you just, like, brushed it.
No, but, like, if I wanted to, I would do something to it. And I didn't want to do nothing to it. So.
Brushed it. Well, you still want to have, like, even if you want to, like, the fro look, you, like, you don't want
it
to be
braid
flat,
it at night.
So you still have to, like, yeah, like, keep
to
it.
To make and take so it out. Flat. And you got to wash it all the fucking time.
Still maintenance. But the trick that I found, Glenn, is you got to take. Well, I perm rod the front because my hair is really damaged in the front, so it doesn't really curl. You see, it's just kind of like, meh. But you take little chunks and you just put them in little puffs, like have like mad puffs on your head. And that's supposed to like keep it. And some people put multiple, so it's like stretches the hair.
With a hair tie or like with scrunchies?
Yeah, with scrunchies.
Like
with a
silk
bunch of
scrunchies.
Little scrunchies. Yes, yeah. A bunch of silk scrunchies, and you can stretch it out. It's called like an African stretching method. I don't know. TikTok taught me. So, yeah, I'm having fun with it. I'm like, you know what? I just got to have fun with hair and not be so stressed about it.
Yeah.
Even though it is a lot of work. But like trying different products and like just doing different things. So yeah, maybe my man will get his Bantu knots. He's loving this right now. He's like, don't change it. You look
Aww,
so good.
I love that.
I love it. Please.
In your natural
He's like,
form.
It took me 3 years to get you natural. I was like, you can do anything.
I love that.
We'll see. Prayers up, and if you two are on this journey for however many times, let us know your tips and tricks. We need all the advice.
Yeah. Well, did you guys hear about that new dating app? It's not actually not that new now, but it's called Score, and it's a dating app based off of your credit score.
What?
Wow.
So you have to have like a certain credit score in order to get onto the dating app.
Oh, well, I couldn't be on the app. My shit be changing.
Would you guys go on an app like that?
No.
Number one, credit score is so like
fluctuates.
Why do you have a good credit score? Yeah, it fluctuates. I'm like, what
do
makes
you have
you, like,
hella debt? That's a problem.
Credit cards?
Yeah, like I mean, I would be more. I'm more concerned meeting someone and they say like I have hundreds and thousands of dollars in debt or whatever. Or like you know, like we just had Simone Redwine on here and she had the man had to have a payment plan and all this crazy stuff. Like, I have more questions.
That traumatized Glenn. She's very afraid.
It's crazy. I have more questions about that.
You were traumatized?
Than I do the credit score. No, I just think everybody is like a scam artist now. I'm very skeptical of everyone. We're in a scammy time. No.
Yeah, I don't know. My credit score might not be good enough. Who knows? And what score are we taking?
I actually think the barrier is quite low. I feel like it's like 6-something.
Okay. I could do that. But you never know. You never know the day. No. Yo, I just had my oldest card was closed because I wasn't using it. It was my Macy's credit card, because when I worked for Macy's, they had you sign up for the credit card and that's how you would get your employee discount, which is like quite treacherous work.
Yeah, that's a little scammy.
And so like when would I use a Macy's credit card ever? Like, I have some cards that I just have random bills on, like Spotify or like Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, you should have put it on your oldest credit card.
Yeah, but my Macy's card, you can only use at Macy's.
Oh.
So I would have to be like shopping at Macy's. I couldn't even tell you where that card is. I haven't touched it in years. So my card closed and that was my oldest account.
So that brings down your score.
That brought down my score. I was livid.
Damn. That sucks.
Yep. So I'm like, fuck this shit. This is all bullshit.
Yeah, it's all like fucking all this stuff gets on my nerves.
Scam.
Glenn, do you have something?
Yeah. Where do I want to begin? As a life update, I've been just doing the most, traveling a lot, working a bunch, doing mad shit over the past few weeks. I was in, I don't even think we all talked since I was at Sundance. Then I came back for a couple days and I went to Mexico City for a few weeks and it was just amazing. And I had to come back a little earlier than I intended. So now I am returning in a couple days and I'll be there for like 6 weeks and I'm looking forward to like an extended time there. Just being able to be creative and like slow down a bit. I was talking to my therapist about, she's like, why do you want to keep going back there? Blah, blah, blah. She's like, what is it about being here that you can't find there? And I don't know. It was just like, I feel like I just have more space, mental space, calendar space. People can't ask me.
Calendar space?
Yeah. Like, I feel like, yo, when I look at, I've been home for like 3 weeks, maybe. Every single day I've had something to do. Some dinner, some something, some meeting, some something.
You mean your social calendar.
Yes, yeah. People just, which is nice. I'm very happy that people want to spend time. But it can become hard to get other shit done, you know? And there's people that I want to see, but I can say, oh my God, I'm away. Sorry, love. I've been wondering if it's fair to like do Zoom calls with some people for some things. A lot of people want to like meet up for like exploratory coffees and things. I'm like, can we move to Zooms?
Yep. I was doing that. I was entertaining that. And then I was like, this has got to get the chop.
It's a lot.
Unless you're
going
to come to literally my street corner.
1,000%. Yeah, like I went to LES the other day to meet up with someone. It was like a serious thing. I spent a lot of money going to go do that as well. Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to going away. I met this boy in Mexico City. Jury's still out on what's going to happen with that person. We had like two good dates in the city before I left. And we've been staying in touch since I've been back. And just because I am the way I am, I was into it for the first couple weeks. But now that the last couple weeks, I've been less interested. Yeah. I don't want to be mean to this person. But yeah, to an extent, it just starts. Yeah. At a certain extent, the more you just are like WhatsApp messaging someone, you can only talk about, we talk about a lot of things, but at a certain point, I'm just like, okay, like I probably just need to see you to like reinvigorate this a little bit. So we'll see.
Put the pussy on FaceTime.
Wow.
Yeah. That came up yesterday. I was like, yeah, I got you. And then I just didn't feel like it. And that was an interesting, that was like an interesting feeling to feel. Because typically, if I was excited, I would do it. And just felt like, well, also, I was going to send him some pictures. And that just becomes like a task, you know? You got to set up things the right way, the angles, the this, the that. It's like work. So, yeah. I'll be there in a couple days. See him in person.
You will.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Hey, group chat. Have you ever wondered what's in the products you use on a daily basis? Elle, like the letter, is a brand committed to providing you period care products inspired by nature, made without dyes, fragrances, and synthetic pesticides. Their pads have a breathable cotton top layer and plant-based core, and their tampons contain an organic cotton core. Not only can you feel good about Elle's ingredients, but also Elle's price. With tampons and pads that protect for under $5 a month, Elle believes access to period care is not only a fundamental right for everyone, but an opportunity for change as well. That's why Elle is on a mission to make exceptional period care accessible for all by providing funding each year to nonprofit community-based organizations around the world. And their focus on period care accessibility, menstrual health education, and employment opportunities. So, if you're looking for a brand that aligns with your values of giving back and using products inspired by nature, look no further than Elle. If you want to learn more about their mission or browse their full range of products, visit their website at thisiselle.com. And the next time you're in the period care aisle, look for Elle pads and tampons. Choose love, choose Elle, and tell them that Black Girls Texting sent you.
And now we're back with more Black Girls Texting.
In the vein of Glenn's particularities, do you care what someone wears to the gym?
Oh my god.
No, unless it's like is it extreme? Like, is he wearing like a bright polka dot turtleneck? Like, I don't know.
Not a bright polka dot turtleneck to the gym.
That's yeah, criminal. If it's like something extreme, like he's, then I think I would notice. But like, what was he wearing?
I tried to tell Glenn. Number one, I would try to get Glenn to my gym forever. I'm like, there's so many cute guys in the gym. You need to come to this gym. Come to the gym. And she's like, I don't believe you. So I try to take a picture of someone who's literally like midair, like lifting himself in
Let's
the air.
Let's also say and it wasn't like, just me. It wasn't just me. It wasn't even just me. Somebody else was in the conversation.
Fine,
another
sure.
one of our friends who
sure,
doubled
but,
down harder than
sure,
I
but
did.
You're in the group chat. So that's irrelevant. And she's like, chop. Look at the shoes. I'm like, what? You know, like his gym shoes?
My friend said she would like to see him, her guy in the gym. But granted, we were judging this a little bit too. She's like, he should be in Ame Leon Dor something or the other, not JD Sports.
Yeah, no, not at the gym.
Who cares what you wear to the gym?
Yeah. Not who cares. Like, there are limits, but.
We just see some interesting things in the blink, okay? People be in there in Tim's and jean shorts.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah, Tim's and jean shorts.
Obviously that.
In the gym.
But, like, you don't have to have a, you don't have to. If you're sitting at home picking out what you're wearing to the gym, I'm more so like, why? Unless maybe your goal is to go there and, like, bag, and then you gotta, you know. Put your
That's
shit
what the
on,
girls be doing but... in their BM baddies.
Correct. And I get that. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to stop talking. Because it's going to come off gender.
Sexist?
Yeah.
What were you going to say? Say it.
No, I was going to be like, yeah, I understand a woman doing that. But you know what? If men want to be.
Be
gym baddies, they can do that too.
No underwears.
There was a man in my gym who had the tightest leggings on, and I saw his whole penis. It was so terrible. I was like, ah!
Like you're being violated at the gym.
He walked by me and it was just like right there. And I was like, this is crazy.
Oh my God.
No, nothing on. Just like, it wasn't even like dick print. It was
penis.
Penis. Because they were so tight. I was like, sir, no.
Ew.
That's what I'm wondering if that person did that on purpose.
Oh, I can see your penis.
Yeah, like you're being a, like, are you being a creep?
I don't know what, being a creep. Voyeur, but.
Yeah, that ass.
To each his own, but not for me. Too much.
Lord. Did y'all see that clip of the lady who had, she was like, I have 7 children. I'm 33 years old and I'm trying to date.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
We are on, I'm like, I'm on a different side of the internet.
I actually did see
what?
That. But then she said that they all have the same dad and some, they were like, well, that's good.
She said that all the kids have the same dad, but she has 7 children. I think they're all under like high school age. Like they're all pretty young. And she's looking for a man. I think she sounded fucking ridiculous.
She sounded ridiculous because she wants a man?
You have 7 young children, ma'am. Focus on that.
Oh, well, true. She should probably shouldn't be thinking about dating right now. It's a lot of kids. A lot of,
that's a lot of kids.
A lot of responsibility.
How do you even fit a man into that equation outside of the baby daddy?
Yeah.
How did we get to
I'm a bitch.
Maybe get a little bit older.
I'm just curious how we got to 7. 7?
7. And same man. Why wouldn't you just why
somebody,
y'all
oh, yeah, somebody
together,
said make it
out.
Work with the man. That's what the lady said. She's like, I suggest you just make it work with the baby daddy. Not a bad idea, to be honest. Probably the best option, girl.
Get through it.
How bad could it be?
How bad could it be? Y'all done, he done did it 7 times, shot up the club.
7 times.
7 times.
7 pregnancies. 7 times 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
But then they found her Instagram page, and this lady be at every carnival. She is like at all the things. I'm like, I guess she does have time.
She's got a nanny or nice.
Maybe
parent,
some of the kids
nice
are. Yeah, a grandparent or a couple of older
grandparent,
kids.
Grandparent, nanny. I don't know, but this lady be outside.
At a certain point, we gotta wrap it up. We gotta figure out some. But maybe that's what she wanted. You know what? That, who am I to say? That makes me think of Nara Smith. Are you on that side of the internet, Chelsea?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yes. So I saw a recent video where she was like, "Get ready with me." So a lot of people have a lot of questions about me. And I'm 22 and I'm a model and I met Lucky because he's a model and we were dating for 6 months and then we got married and we have 2 kids. One's name is, but what is it? Rocky? Then,
maybe. And there's the other one's name is something else. I think
Slim.
Literally Rock. Slim, Slim. Is that one of the
Slim
kids' names
and
or her man's
Slim
name? No, her man
and
is
Rock?
Blue. Yeah. Slim is definitely one of the names.
Nara Smith children names.
I know one is Slim.
That's a fact.
No, it's they are the parents of a little girl called Rumble Honey Smith and
Rumble.
A boy called Slim Easy Smith.
Rumble, not Rock.
Slim
Easy
is fly, but maybe like for
I'm sorry,
a musician.
Slim Easy is not fly. Yeah.
For a musician, for a rapper. Slim Easy.
For a musician,
I'm not
going to
talk
about
that baby.
A stage name.
That's what you would name her baby. That's not my business. My business is.
Well, they're really rich, right? So the baby.
I don't know that they're really rich. I guess that she's a content creator. I don't understand where she came from, but you know, the internet was like, is Nara Smith 22 or 27 or 28? She's 22.
Wow.
That's super young.
2 kids. And
another one on the way.
On the way.
22.
And she's the one, she's Mormon, right?
Well, allegedly, in this video, she said, I'm still navigating my faith, and so is Lucky.
Huh.
So.
And she doesn't model anymore, or she still models?
She still models, I think, on occasion. At least she shows herself getting ready for shoots.
She's like a content creator. Yeah, she's a content creator.
Okay. I feel like people were making it seem like she just, like, all she does is cook all day.
I mean, she's a content creator now, right? Yeah. Because she cooks all day, but like, who is editing all these videos of you making cereal from scratch? Somebody. Yeah.
Right.
And like, that's where you make your money.
That's her job.
So, that's her job. And I'm sure she probably does like gigs here and there. But I was like, 22? That means she had to have at least started. Because I think one of them, maybe the oldest is two. Maybe. At least by 18 or 19.
I mean.
No judgment, but. Yeah,
what were you doing at 18 and 19?
Taking my birth control.
I found a picture of Sade when we were in pulling Asia and praying all together with just
using my condoms.
She has sleeves and sleeves of condoms.
Correct.
Psychotic.
That's what the fuck I was doing. And yeah, I mean, I guess I don't want to judge because people can have kids whenever they want to have kids, but I was like, she's not 22. For me, you were so blurry, and crazy looking that you meant just text the photo.
You know what that makes me think of? This show that I was forced to watch because everyone's forcing me to watch this stupid ass show. And finally I watched it. Love is Blind. And there's a couple on there.
USA?
Yeah, the man USA? That don't want to use condoms, probably.
Yeah, the man that doesn't want to use the condoms. He's like, you know, I really want you to get on birth control. And she tried to get him to have a vasectomy. And he was like, I'm not doing that.
Oh, my God. I was thinking of Love Island. Oh, my God. Love is Blind. Okay. Who said that?
The couple that is like a Latino woman. And the guy's a redhead.
Oh.
Yeah.
We had talks about Trump.
She's like, I don't want to take. I don't think she's a Trump.
Hey, group chat, it's Sade. And y'all know I love to shop black, okay? There's a whole collection of black-led products that fit into your daily lifestyle. And you can show black founders some love so easily, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart. So go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned brands you can add to your daily routine. Some of my personal favorites are the Do Hair Care. They get my twists out popping, okay? The Lip Bar, they have a red lip that can go on any hue. And if you have not tried Partake cookies, they are so delicious. So I highly recommend you go on over to walmart.com/blackandunlimited and tell them that Black Girls Texting sent you.
Toyota is doing big things helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. The podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 microgrants. We get to find out what happens after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Paulana Lamonier from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khalid El Hakim from the Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harris from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplify their movements, and or propelled them to greater heights. Look for the Toyota After the Nudge podcast on toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. And now we're back with more Black Girls Texting. I slandered her.
Said that girl loves Trump.
That's, I slandered her. I think that
she's
a Trump.
No, it's the lady. That she's a Trump supporter?
I thought she was, but I think it's the lady that is with Jeremy.
Sarah Ann.
Yes.
Which one's Sarah Ann?
She's the trumpet.
She's the one who was texting the guy who was engaged?
Yes.
Okay, did you guys think she was wrong for doing that?
For being like, oh, if it doesn't work out, get at me.
Hmm.
No, you gotta shoot your shot. It'd be one thing if he was in a long, long-term relationship, right. But like, we just came off a
within
game
the context
show.
Of a like, show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, and I was like, why is this black girl getting involved?
Oh, no. AD got involved. I'm so behind.
You're behind.
Oh, my God. AD pressed her. I was like, why would you do that? You know this man is engaged. They met last week, girl.
Mm. She's trying to get that camera time.
Ugh, I mean, her meeting up with the man after he's engaged and then whether they sat in the car or he took her home, nobody knows. But that might be... That,
they both
that part...
say that he just took her home.
Oh, yeah, they did say that. That's... did he stay messy, or did he just though. Drop her home? I don't, that part was not okay. Till 5 a.m.?
Yes, that part was not okay.
I get the woman being upset. Like, I would obviously be upset. Even though I can rationalize it, I would still be, like, a little, like, who the fuck does this bitch think she is? And I would kindly be like, hi, bitch, it's me. He's good over here. Have a good day. Blocked. But, you know, for her to do it, it's not that big.
Yeah.
It's also a television show. It's ridiculous. It don't Jeremy got a baby mama he's engaged to and like a kid?
Which one is Jeremy? Allegedly. Who's this Jeremy?
It's Jeremy, but we used to call him Jeremy because he spells it J-E-R-A-M-E-Y.
Jeremy.
That's the one who was with the girl till 5 a.m.?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I can't stand him. And then he wore that stupid ass Hawaiian shirt.
Always.
To piss her off. I love
just
it.
Be petty.
And went, he's petty. Went, what's it called? Jet skiing with Sarah Ann. That's crazy. That was too,
he
that was
with the Sarah Ann. Is that
at the barbecue where everybody was?
At the barbecue
where everybody was in front of everyone. You know who's extremely annoying on that show?
Clay.
Wolfie. White Chelsea.
Megan Fox?
Wolfie. Yeah, Megan Fox.
Oh. I don't even know her name. I don't like
she
her.
She drives me fucking crazy. She's always whining. She's it's so annoying.
That poor potato-looking man. Somebody say he looks like big a thumb one. And a potato.
Jimmy.
They said he'd been doing his big Jimmy. One on her. He was like, yeah, no. Well, I'm not doing that. So.
He said something yeah. like, you overstepped my boundaries.
Yeah,
like,
he clapped back a few
yes,
times.
Jeremy.
Oh, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
She be doing the most. She needs.
And then she's like, please money. Don't leave.
Yeah. I'm like, girl, unwell.
Yeah.
I mean, I might be in my feelings, though, because that other bitch is bad. What's her name?
Oh, yeah. Jessica.
Oh, the girl like, Rachel? That was like, you're going to need an EpiPen
Jessica.
When you see how I look.
Yes.
Which, she by cute. The way, that was kind of fire of her to say. Like,
yeah.
You're going to choke.
Yeah. You're going to choke. But then, okay, I got to catch up. So whatever. I don't think we can get too much into it. But I've been watching Traitors. That's what's been consuming my time.
I need to
time.
Watch that.
People say that's good. People say that's good.
It's like dumb, but I like it. I don't know how to describe it. Because it's kind of like silly.
I don't know if I would have the patience see, for that, like, but I'm going to try.
If you could watch Love is Blind, you could watch Traitors.
For real? Okay, but Love is Blind, they're like, it's a romance. So that I, oh, wait. Yeah, Love is Blind is romance. I don't know. I don't know if I want to see that challenges, but I'm going to try it.
Yeah, the challenges aren't really that deep. So I think we get into it.
Thanks again for listening to Black Girls Texting. Make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you listen and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Oh, and don't forget to text every group chat you're in and tell them to check us out. Follow your girls at Black Girls Texting, and we'll see you next week. Bye.